For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What are some effective ways to support someone who is dealing with depression?
I think that's a great question. As somebody who has dealt with that, and I've switched the verbiage to my fight with depression rather than having depression. Have you heard of the 7 questions of why?
No, dig to
me. So it's basically, until you get to that 7th level, you don't really know the why. So how are you feeling today? Why is that? Tell me a little bit more about you, what you mean there, until you kind of unearth like some of the core causes of why you're feeling that way.
So I send peace, love, light to every person that is fighting to just feel better in a world that doesn't look at depression as something that's important. I see you. I feel for you. And I'm here to tell you that you can overcome it. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, y'all, to another moment with Joy. And y'all already know what time it is. It is our time to heal, evolve, and transform together in a sacred space. And I hope that this episode finds you feeling loved, seen, and heard wherever you are. And if this is your first time, I am your host, Joy Rivers, certified soul life coach. And I am created to help you navigate this journey we call life. And before we get started, I need you to subscribe to the channel and make sure you send this video to 5 people that may need some extra love today, because all of us need love showered on us daily. Okay, so let's start. Today, we are diving into a topic that affects many of us: depression and sadness. Yes, depression and sadness. And depression and sadness are complex emotions that can weigh heavily on our hearts and our minds. It's important to understand that these feelings are valid and deserve our attention and care. So let's explore what depression is and why these feelings happen and what causes them. Hey, I'm Joy River, and I am out on Atlanta's phenomenal Beltline asking people questions about mental health, well-being, self-discovery, and all the things. So let's get started. In your opinion, what are some effective ways to support someone who is dealing with depression?
I think that's a great question. As somebody who has dealt with that, and I've switched the verbiage to my fight with depression rather than having depression. Have you heard of the 7 questions of why?
No, dig to me.
So it's basically, until you get to that 7th level, you don't really know the why. Yeah. So how are you feeling today? Why is that? Tell me a little bit more about you, what you mean there, until you kind of unearth like some of the core causes of why you're feeling that way.
So basically question and make sure, just see where they are before you offer your advice.
Absolutely.
Or any other, you'll get over it. That's what people say.
Right.
Oh, it'll pass.
It's like, thanks, so, yeah. That wasn't helpful.
Right, yeah. Got it, thank you.
Okay, so what role do you believe self-care and professional help play in managing and overcoming depression?
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, I think that it's everything. I think if you don't know where you are, you know, you'll never be able to get to where you want to be.
Yeah, for sure. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Depression can be triggered by various factors such as genetics, brain chemistry, life events, and even certain medical conditions. When it comes to depression, there is no one way. No one size fits all. It's different for each person. So this episode is my experience with depression and how I overcame it, okay? And daily, listen, depression shows up. It just doesn't go away all the time. And some people live with it their whole entire lives. So this episode is just my experience with depression and things that help me overcome it when it pops up. It's important to recognize that everyone's experience with depression is unique, and that there isn't always a clear-cut reason for its onset. Depression, the clinical definition, is a serious mood disorder. It touches every part of your life and is caused by a chemical imbalance in the brain. And we all know what the brain, this like us, it runs everything. It's our thoughts, our movements, everything happens in the brain. And depression for me, it feels like shame. I feel unworthy to ask for help because most situations I've said, Joy, you put yourself here, so why ask for help now? It shows up out of nowhere, and I always feel really exposed, super raw, vulnerable, and I didn't want to be a burden to anyone, especially if you're one of those people who has asked for help before and never found it. You just heard, get your stuff together. You need to do better. If you've heard those words after you sought help through your depressive moment, asking again is very hard to do. So if that's your story, I'm sending love and light your way right now and letting you know that the ways you feel are normal, and I'm praying that the ways I give today will help you fight depression a little harder and overcome it like I did. Also, I'll give some pointers and questions for people who are supporting a person who may be asking you to hold space for them. Okay, so I'll be helping everybody out, the person that is depressed and the person that's helping the person that's depressed.
Here on the couch, we focus on healing in every way, including our finances. Financial peace of mind is important to me, and that's why I bank with Chime. Chime is an award-winning app and a debit card with no hidden fees or monthly minimums, y'all. And y'all know we need that. It's the banking of the future since it's 100% mobile and online. Chime offers a ton of awesome features. Users get fee-free overdraft on up to $100 in debit purchases with SpotMe. It's like overdraft protection, but way better. You can get your paycheck, benefits, stimulus check, and tax return up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. Come on, y'all. They have automatic saving features where you can automatically save a percentage of your paycheck, or you can round up your purchases made with your debit card and save that amount. There are no hidden fees or no monthly minimums. This is a steal. Y'all, start banking with Chime today.
So, sign up for a Chime checking account today to link your paycheck. It only takes 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TCWJ. That's chime.com/TCWJ. And I believe sadness and loneliness are the start of depression. Sadness is a natural response to difficult situations, loss, or disappointment. It becomes concerning when it lingers and begins to impact our daily lives. And that is where I found myself. On my break, I had inner spiritual work to do. I wasn't looking at my accomplishments. I began to focus more on where I failed, and I magnified it. Drowning in my negative thoughts, I put on my pajamas, got my favorite toxic snack, and laid in my sorrows all day long. And I can't lie to you, for the first few days, I needed it. It felt good to drown in my sorrows, to be in misery. It felt great. And then I realized I was replaying the same old negative thoughts and memories and words people had spoken over me day after day after day. And do you know that we think over 60,000 thoughts a day, and 95% of those thoughts are the same thoughts we had the day before? And I kept thinking over and over again about the same negative things, which created a negative feeling, which caused me not to get out the bed, feeling ashamed and not worth it. Then I tried a new venture while depressed, and that definitely didn't work. We have to become aware of the power of our thoughts and how they pull on our lives. And how powerful are we that we can actually change them? And it's hard work, y'all. I'm not saying that this is easy, but it's beneficial to learn how to overcome the rumination of bad thoughts. And I was so used to being a functional, depressed person, meaning I was showing up, I was working, I was smiling, I was singing at church, I was being a mom, I was being a friend, and never really taking time to see that I was actually very sad, very low. Depression isn't talked about. Depression isn't talked about from a personal standpoint, because in today's time, everybody paints the picture that everything is bliss. That's what we put out on social media. That's what we tell our friends. You all right? Yeah, girl, I'm good. And that is the picture that is painted. So people who deal with depression might not feel so comfortable to say, yeah, I'm feeling low today, because we're in a world where everything ain't low. But I'm here to tell you that depression is not abnormal. It is normal. Most of us have moments of sadness and loneliness. We're just too afraid to say because we don't feel safe enough to say. But this is a place where you can feel safe enough to say. So even if you have a journal right now, you can write it down. I am fighting depression. I don't have depression. I am fighting depression. I don't have depression. And I will overcome this feeling of sadness and loneliness. There are times where y'all felt like I would never come out of my depression or my sadness. But God. But God. Okay? It was crucial to reach out for help when those feelings became overwhelming and start affecting my well-being, my health. And thanks to my spiritual mom and a host of friends for always being there for me and seeing me deep. The deep parts of my inner person, like knowing my heart and seeing me as worthy and speaking life even when my mistakes and shortcomings were overshadowing what I did great. Moments of despair, my mama lifted me. I went from saying I have depression to I'm fighting depression. And you got to say that and change your mind about you. I learned that it's okay not to be okay all the time. But it's essential, y'all, to take steps toward healing and recovery. And that is the good news. You can overcome it. That is the good news. You have the power to overcome this depression. Although in the depression, trust me, because I've been there, it feels like you ain't never coming out. It feels like nothing's going to work out. Nothing good can happen for me. But it's a lie. Look at yourself in the most radiant light right now. Right now. You are beautiful. You are worthy. And that's who you really, really are. You're an extension of source energy, God energy, and you cannot be separate from it. That's who you are, not the negative thoughts that keep rising up in your brain. It's not you. The natural you is full of love, and that's where you come from. You created from love. You are love. Okay? So if you're fighting depression, I want to dive into ways to fight that thing and give ourselves permission to let depression go. Seek help in therapy and soul coaching. This can provide valuable tools and support to help you navigate through depression. And I got you. Creative energy. Go to my website and send me an email and we will get started on your journey back to wholeness. Okay? That's the first step, asking for help. Number two, practice self-care. Every day, every episode, I'm going to say it because it matters. Self-love, self-care, it is what it is. Engage in activities that bring you joy, such as exercise. Spending time in nature is number one for me. And practicing mindfulness. You got to be aware. You got to be aware. You got to be aware of your thoughts. Your thoughts create your world. Your thoughts create your reality. If you're always saying, I ain't worth it, man. I shouldn't have never did. I shouldn't have. Man, I just can't never get it right. I can't. It's going to keep being your reality. But the moment you say, I have the power to do this, I'm going to find joy on this journey. I'm going to find joy on this journey. I'm going to find peace on this journey. Everything that I feel right now will pass. What can I learn from it? Okay, be mindful. Number three, build a support system. A lot of us are walking around here with nobody. A lot of us are very lonely. And like I said before, loneliness, I feel like, is one of the roots to depression. Sadness, you feel lonely, and then you get depressed. Or you can feel lonely, which makes you sad, and then you get depressed. Build a support system. And if you don't have one, it's okay, because today is going to change. You need to surround yourself with loved ones and like-minded people who are looking for help.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. Searching for help and finding it. Meaning, I'm on this healing journey too. You healing too? Yeah, I'm healing too. And guess what? I got a place for it. I got a community, the empowerment community, that can help you have the support system you need during your challenging times. And we uplift people, we support people, and we love over there at the empowerment community. And if you want to be involved, if you want to join this tribe, because it's open for you, go to the website, click on the link that says community, and join today. Join today. And this can be your support system when you feel depressed. You just send me a message and I got you. Okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to start building a support system. We're going to surround ourselves with people who love and uplift us and support us. Okay? Number four, you need to cultivate positivity. Focus on gratitude, positive affirmations, and visualization to shift your mindset toward a more optimistic outlook. What you mean, Joy? As I'm sitting in my pajamas with my Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and I mean it was the extra, extra, extra hot, the black bag, with a Coca-Cola, which I hadn't drunk in 3 years. So it's like I went back into just toxic ways, patterns that felt comfortable for me. You have to shift your mindset when you fight in depression. And it's hard because it starts in your brain, right? You got to put those positive affirmations out there in those moments. Joy, put these Cheetos down. My fingertips red. Y'all know how it is. You got to put it down. And I had to literally say, Joy, we're not doing this. No. No. You're worth it. You're worth getting up. You're worth starting over again, starting anew. You're worth it. I am an extension of source energy itself. I have the power to create my world. I am it. Shift your mindset toward a more optimistic outlook of life, and I promise you it'll happen. You'll jump out that bed, you'll take off them stinking pajamas, you'll wash your butt, and you'll start changing your life, and you'll start diving into all the things that God has called you to dive into. Your purpose, your call to this earth will start to unfold. But you got, it starts with your mind. It starts with your thoughts and your feelings. Feel good about yourself, and you'll start thinking good about yourself, and you'll start doing good to yourself. Okay? Number five, spiritual practices. Y'all, engage in meditation. And I say this every episode as well, because it is power. And I'm going to say it all the time. Meditation. It is not you sitting down, emptying your thoughts. No, meditation is, I don't feel good. Goodness is flowing to me. And you're going in, you're praying, you're connecting with your inner self to find peace and strength in dark times. Okay? So as we navigate, y'all, the ebbs and flows of life and the ebbs and flows of depression by reconnecting with our spiritual selves and finding inner peace, guess what? You will be all right. It is possible, even when it doesn't feel like it. And trust me, I know the weight of sadness. I know the weight of loneliness, and I know the weight of depression. And by embracing our spiritual practices, we can set ourselves free from the grip of depression and move toward wholeness. And remember, y'all, it's okay to seek help and support when you're struggling with depression or sadness. You are not alone, and there's always hope for you. Together, we can overcome these challenges and embrace the joy that life has to offer. And if you want to be there for somebody who is struggling with depression or sadness, y'all, you got to be sensitive. You have to be sensitive. You cannot just talk to a person with depression any type of way. It's not going to work. I need us to start loving on each other a little bit more. Okay? And I have some questions that can help you if someone is asking for your support. It's important to know as well, if you don't have a capacity to hold space for someone who's spiraling,
or the wherewithal to even know that they're spiraling, don't speak or give advice. It could be life or death for them. The suicide rate is high, and a lot of these people who commit suicide were depressed before they even took their own lives. It's not a joke. It is real life. And one thing you don't want to do is send someone over the edge while they're standing on it. And your words can do that. I've been there, and it hurts to hear your friends say, "Girl, get your stuff together. You ain't doing right." So if you want to support someone who's fighting depression, here's what you should do. Not should do. I'm just going to offer my advice, and you can take it or not. Okay? Ask them these questions. How are you feeling today? What can I do to support you? Would you like to talk about it? Would you like to talk about what you're going through? And take your time, as much time as you need. Have you considered any type of help? Are there any activities that bring you comfort or joy? How can I help you take care of yourself? Do you feel safe and supported in this moment? Those are some ways to get a person that has depression just talking and feeling safe enough to open up and talk, because 9 times out of 10, we feel like we're a burden. And for my people fighting depression and sadness, here are some questions I asked myself that pulled me out. I said, "Joy, how can you be of service today?" What does that mean? How can you show up for somebody else? Because a lot of times when we're depressed, guess what we're doing? We're only thinking about ourselves. And hear me, in the most loving way I'm saying this, because I've done it, so I'm not talking about you. We only think about ourselves, and we start to ruminate all those negative thoughts about ourselves, and then it just becomes about us. Well, we're here to be loved and liked to other people, and I'm telling you, it's a key to releasing depression. Serving. When you don't know what to do, serve. Go cook somebody a good meal. Go send your friend a loving message. Ask if anybody needs some help. And be of service. Sometimes, even just going out in the world and you see the person that's homeless on the side of the road and giving them something, it kind of puts, for me, and I'm only talking about me, it puts things into perspective. Like, Joy, you get to go to a house. And it changes my mindset to gratitude instantly. So how can you be of service? Where can you serve? Number two, what can I do today to show someone else that I love them? And for some reason, when I do that, it just brings joy to my heart to see them smile. Send someone a beautiful message. "You are it. You're amazing. I love you." Just do it. Try it. Just try it. Switch the focus off of all the things that you can't do and start doing the things that you can. Okay? The next thing that helped me come out of it was I had to tell myself, "Joy, stop internalizing. Write it down on paper and burn it." Write it down. "I'm unworthy. I'm burning it because I am worthy. That was horrible what you did. I don't really know if that's true or not, so I'm going to write it down and burn it." And this doesn't stop you from being accountable, okay? This is not a space to say, "Nah, I didn't do that." If you did something, forgive yourself, move on. And if someone else is holding it over your head, write it down, burn it. Because that's not what we're doing. I'm already depressed. Don't make me go lower. Thank you. Okay? Number four, I said, "Joy, you got to surround yourself only with those who know you for real, who see you for real, and who know the nature of who you are. People who have been where you are and know where you're going. Space holders is what I call them." And that's what I said to myself to bring me out. Go around the people who really know. Go around the people who are going to speak life to you, even in your mess. And I said this story before about the African village, and I don't know the name, but you can look it up. I'm sure it's on Google or somewhere. But I remember reading that when one of the villagers would do something wrong, steal, lie, kill, whatever they would do, instead of putting this person in prison, they would bring them to the middle of the village, and the whole village would surround this one person. And each person, the elders as well, would say who this person was naturally, innate, right? What he was born to, she was born into, meaning love, your love, pure love, your energy, you're amazing. And hearing all those things and throwing those positive words on this person would change this person's life immediately. And I feel like if we took that on, people would feel different. People would feel more safe to say, I am depressed today. It wouldn't be such taboo to feel bad. Okay? And so that is one thing that helped me come out of it. I had to go to my space holders, my light workers, my healers, my people. And those people held me up and brought me out. They didn't say, what you doing? Why is you acting like that? Why you don't talk to nobody? That's not what you say to a person with depression. Okay? What else did I say? I said, Joy, what are your needs? People with depression, please specify. You got to be specific with what it is you need. If you don't know what you need, spend time with yourself in that feeling and write them down. This is what I need right now. And say the words that you want to hear. Say them to yourself. Write those words down. And I had to do that. Joy, you're worthy. I need some love. Joy, I love you. Because everything we're looking for is within us. It's not outside of us. It's within us. God is so big, and God compressed itself, put it in each and every last one of us. We all have the power to do that. What do you need? And you say those needs and start putting that energy out so you can attract it. Okay? What else? How can I show up for myself today? I had to ask that. How can I show up for myself today? Get out this bed, get out them pajamas, stop drinking that Coke. Start drinking your teas again, Joy, and realize, Joy, that you have the power to change your life. We're not going to ruminate on negative thoughts any longer. That's how I can show up for myself today. I could go to the park. That's how I can show up for myself today. And y'all, these things that I just named helped me so much. I had to start my diet again. Lord, eat lots of greens when you're depressed, when you're sad, when you're lonely. Eat a whole lot of alive foods, is that what they call them, alkaline foods. And drink your teas and get your herbs. And guess what? This is just a small gift from me to you. I'll put a few herbal prescriptions that helped me through my depression. And I mean, they will give you energy and boost yourself. It's even an herb called maca that I had to use to boost my energy. And not only boost that energy for performance, but in a whole lot of other ways. Okay? And those herbal prescriptions will only be posted in my community for you to use while you're journeying through depression and fighting it. Okay? We don't have depression, we're fighting it. Say that out loud. We don't have depression, we're fighting it. So I send peace, love, light to every person that is fighting to just feel better in a world that doesn't look at depression as something that's important. I see you. I feel for you. And I'm here to tell you that you can overcome it. So I want to thank each and every last one of y'all for joining me on this journey of healing. And until next time, y'all, remember to embrace joy in every moment. Okay? Every moment. Remember, even in the darkest of moments, there's always a glimmer of light waiting to shine on you. Embrace that light. Nurture that light and let it guide you towards a path of healing and wholeness. Remember, you are powerful. You are worthy, and your mistakes do not define you, no matter what they say. You have the power to change your life, your circle, your environment, everything. You are capable of overcoming any challenge that comes your way, and you deserve to experience joy and fulfillment in this life. Okay? So until next time, take care of yourself and each other. Stay strong, stay hopeful, and never forget that you are worthy of love and happiness. Peace.